As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, August the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news. Like I say, good news. Haven't found too much of that this morning. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place and the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. You join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, Big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your listening audiences. Our calling number again remains 866-841-1065. Make a note of it. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals trend higher as global economic disorder entrenches and oil drops. You'll talk about that in the market report. Chinese real estate markets suck the resources, convenience divorces, urban greenfields. All that in the news basket this morning. The new world of Henry St. Simon, epics, organic and critical, social sciences. Oh, my. A lot of stuff going on. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Anyway, let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago found gold trading up $12.10 at $1,778.30 an ounce. Silver off 17 cents at $39.75 a troy ounce. Platinum in the spot market, $1,813, up 7. And palladium off $3 at $745 a ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,763.20 for a low, at exactly low, $1,783.50 for a high, about a $20 spread there. But at $1,778.30, your gold was up year to year, $553.90 for a 45.20% return on your investment in Aurum, that beautiful, precious, noble metal. London Gold Fix this morning, the LBMA, they set the price at $1,779 and just about got it spot on. The SPDR Gold shares overnight unchanged, claiming to hold in their electronic treasure chest 1,260.17 metric tons of gold, valued at these spot prices at $70.4 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday had a good day, closing up 214 at 11,483. The NASDAQ closed up 47 at 2,555. The S&P 500 closed up 26 at 1,204. Crude oil this morning off $2.03 at $85.85 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index up 25 basis points at 74.10. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 16th, 2011, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Our telephone lamp is on and lit at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Back into our market report for this morning. Let's go through this again one more time. Gold up $12.10 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's an hour ago at $1,778.30 an ounce. Silver off 17 cents at $39.75. Platinum up $7 at $18.13. And palladium off $3 at $7.45. Of course, crude oil again off $2.03 a barrel at that $85.85 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 25 basis points at 74.10, which, of course, impacts our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies here. So let's go through them. The Canadian loonie this morning, everybody's in the red except the Swiss franc. The Canadian loonie down 52 basis points at a buck and a penny. Exchanging against the U.S. dollar, the Mexican peso off 30 basis points at 8 cents, still clawing onto that line there. The euro this morning off 38 basis points at $1.44. The British pound down 13 basis points at $1.64. And the Swiss franc still in trouble. Oh, Swiss franc bankers, they're pulling their hair out. They don't know what to do. The Swiss franc stronger than ever, up 0.68% at $1.28, going back for that $1.30 peg. the bond market this morning, the depressingly low yield on the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness, well, it's causing people some concern. Anyway, the yield on the 2 years at 0.19%. They're just basically begging people to take these bonds off their hands anyway. 10-year this morning at 2.28%. That's your benchmark yield. The 30-year at 3.74. Of course, that's good news for the mortgage pit. Where we go over and we look at the fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate, average across America on the mortgages at 3.63%, moving down from 3.44, moving down from 3.63 a month ago. The 30-year this morning, stop kidding around, Will. The 30-year moves down from 4.49% to 4.25%, your prime rate chiseled into stone at 3.25% and holding. And your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, 44.76 ounces of silver, bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go into the economy calendar and see what the economists have to say today. Basically, we still got a lot more action coming up this week. Goldman store sales is out. We'll go there in a moment. Housing starts, import and export prices, Redbook, and industrial production tomorrow. The producer price index will be out. The petroleum status report will be out on Thursday, of course. We're looking for that consumer price index, CPI, and the jobless claims. That'll be out for our morning broadcast. And on Friday, of course, nothing happening. Anyway, let's go into that and find out more about what the economists are saying in the market this morning. The ICSE Goldman store sales. Yeah, we report this every week. Well, here it is. Not looking too good. More red ink. Retail sales slowed sharply in the August 14th week. Well, that sums it up, doesn't it? You got to have a write on to have a write off, and people are not spending any money. Consumer concerns over losses and volatility in the stock market. Oh, come on. How many of the consumers out there actually know that there's any losses or volatility in the stock market? Unless you listen to this broadcast, you're not likely to even know about it. The ICSC Goldman same store sales year on year pace of plus 3.5%. Anyway, one positive of the report points to a drop in gasoline prices, which said it may help restore consumer confidence for the balance of the month. Well, I guess if that turns your motor over, cheaper gas would be a good beginning. Housing starts this morning, highlights the new housing construction in July, headed back down to trend sluggishness after an unexpected boost in June. All right? Oh, my. Anyway, they had to revise the numbers from the last time around. Housing starts dipped 1.5% in July. That's a lot. Following a 10.8% jump in June. Well, average the two together. It's not looking good. Originally, they had it up 14%. You remember when the markets just soared? Well, they revised it downwardly from 14.6 on the last report to 10.8 today. These numbers are not reliable. The July annualized pace of 0.604 million units beat expectations. 0.604. Well, that's quite a few, actually. That would be 600,000, maybe? No, no way. 0.604. Anyway, beat their expectations. up 9.8% on a year-ago basis, I doubt it. The decline in July was led by 4.9% drop in the single-family component, following a 7.5% surge in June. The multifamily component continued upward, gaining 7.8% after jumping 21.2% the prior month. So again, the trend is away from single-family detached housing into stack 'em and pack 'em sustainable development communities. By region, the drops in starts was led by a monthly 37.7% decrease in the Midwest. And put all the hammers down, folks. It was over 100 degrees, and nobody was swinging those hammers. With the West declining 3%, the Northeast gained 34.7%, while the South rose 5.6%. Home builders remain cautious as housing permits slipped 3.2%. As I've shared with you on numerous occasions, you see a drop in the housing permit applications, you're going to have, that's just like a slow burn, all right? You got to go through the permitting process, get all your plans approved, get your financing in order, and then you can start to break ground. So if they're just now having, you know, a decrease at this time of the year, that means that your fall and over the winter building is going to be on a decrease as well. The bottom line is that housing is still extremely anemic, with perhaps mild strength in the multifamily component. Just think about all the people that are involved in the construction industry, all the trucking that's involved, all the shipping that's involved, all the manufacturing that's involved, all the siding, all the insulation, all the drywall, all of the paint, all the floor coverings, and then the furniture and the people and the moving vans and the whole nine yards. Yeah, it's important, and it's not looking good. Import and export prices. A monthly upswing in prices of petroleum products drove import prices up 0.3%. A monthly upswing in prices of petroleum products. All right? Yeah. The latter is a closely watched component, which in June fell 0.4%. The prices for U.S. exports down 0.4%, so we're getting paid less for what we're sending out of the country, and they were pulled down by a big fall in agricultural prices. This is the way they suck the farmers dry, and they suck them in, too. They surely do. All right, all the way through the spring, we're talking about wheat scarcities, corn scarcities, all this demand was laying out there. The farmers went out in the field, invested all of their money in diesel fuel and seed products, churning up the ground, fertilizing, and then when it comes to market, they drop the price down and the farmers go broke. Red Book this morning, Red Book, unlike the ICSC Goldman, which reported weakness, reports retail strength in August. So if you don't like one report, you look at the other. Red Book's year-on-year same-store sales tally shows an above-trend plus 4.7%. The report says tax-free holidays in a number of states help states as sales as did clearance sales for summer goods. So number one, the towns don't get any tax revenue. Number two, they're pushing the stuff out on the sidewalk. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back into the industrial production off a Connor Day report for this morning by major industry. Manufacturing showed significant improvements, advancing 0.6% following a rise of 0.2% in June. Originally, no change. The auto component finally made a comeback. Comeback kid here. Jumping a monthly 5.2% after three consecutive declines, including June's 0.9% increase or decrease, and production was moderately healthy outside of autos. Anyway, turning to other major sectors, Twinkies are up, Ho-Hos are down, and we're doing real good on Fritos. Anyway, overall capacity utilization in July improved to 77.5%. Overall capacity utilization, so they got the lights on, they're sweeping the floors, you know, pushing the equipment around. They're feeling like they're productive. Maybe they will be, maybe they won't. Going to take buyers to make that all happen. The June number came in higher than the median estimate. Well, that's good news. On the news, equity futures rose but remained negative on disappointing news on the second quarter growth in Europe. More detail coming shortly. Please check back, they say. Well, that's that one. Energy development declines to March low after swinging to a loss. Energy development. The energy markets, Ian Sasson saying this one for Bloomberg. Energy Development Corporation fell in Manila trading after the geothermal company said it swung to a 2.3 billion peso first half loss from a 5.63 billion peso profit a year earlier. The stock decreased 1.5% to 6.2 pesos as of 10.02 a.m. local time. That's so much for the Zeitgeist proposal. I don't think that's going to bail anybody's bacon out of the fire. Let's go to the next one. U.S. regulators lack key tool to unwind the too-big-to-fail banks. That's right. They lost their key tool. But they still have one with Benjamin Shalom. Bernanke, quite a tool he is. Phil Mattingly writes this one for Bloomberg. U.S. regulators given new powers to dismantle the too-big-to-fail financial firms are still working to draw up so-called living wills. Oh, my God. A central component of the toolkit needed to prevent future bailouts. And of course, they were listening to the broadcast. Went into all that tools and toolkit stuff back during Macondo, gently weeping. And they picked up on it. That's good. While the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation gained the authority in the Dodd-Frank Act to seize and unwind systemically important firms, the agency is still pushing to finalize the living wills that outline how to dismantle the firms if they fail, the living wills. Of course, everybody wants to believe that corporations are persons and that they have rights. And hell, now they've got wills, living wills. What insanity. In the interim, the agency has been developing contingency plans in coordination with the Federal Reserve that would allow them to take over a systemically important firm. Like fascism to me. Well, yeah, what could I say? It's all a positivistic worldview. Even if a living will was not in place, according to an agency official, was not authorized to speak publicly about the activities. Although they did share some rather interesting links to Swedish porn, implementing the agency's new powers, quote, in a credible way, is really the major new challenge for the agency, said Martin J. Greenberg. Wow. The FDIC's acting chairman, Grunberg. Anyway, continuing. In fact, in some sense, it's a major new challenge for any financial regulator around the world. Of course, what happens in America is happening around the world. They're all trying to regulate the banks and other big, too important to fail businesses. Global markets churn, that's churning the investor, and investors speculate about the health of large banks like Bank of AmeriCorp, formerly Bank of Italy, and Citigroup, Inc. Some investors and credit rating firm Standard & Poor's say they're concerned that regulators still lack the means to wind down systemically important financial institutions. We used to have something called bankruptcy, but I guess they don't want to use that anymore. Trouble? From our perspective, the most recent financial crisis is not completely over. Well, I think you could figure that out. No matter what perspective point you were standing on, the S&P analyst Rodrigo Quintanilla wrote in a July 12th report, therefore, a sci-fi, they come up with all these things all the time. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go back up and find out what a sci-fi is. It's something important. Let's see if I can pick it up. All right, a sci-fi is a systemically important financial institution. Everybody remember that? A sci-fi. So now we got sci-fi going on. It's all science fiction to me, but it's not spelled the same way. Sci-fi, all right? So let's go back in. From our perspective, therefore, a sci-fi without a workable living will could get into trouble in the near term. People, these people, they've lost their minds. You talk about the cheese leaving the cracker. It's happened long ago. The whole buffet has fallen over. The resolution authority was drafted by U.S. lawmakers in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis that led to the failure of Lehman Brothers, that was a staged event, and a series of ad hoc bank mergers and bailouts, called overthrow, overtaking, the fascistos coming in. The new resolution structure signed it. Everybody remember the Interstate Commerce Commission, how that all went down? Well, this is much the same. The new resolution structure, signed into law by the usurper in July, was designed to prevent future bailouts by giving the FDIC authority to liquidate even the biggest sci-fi insolvent firm. Former FDIC Chairman Sheila Bair, everybody in this article seems to wear a yarmulke, who left office in July, stated repeatedly that after Dodd-Frank, there would be no bailouts even for institutions as large and as sprawling as the Bank of America or Citigroup. FDIC's new authority strictly prohibits bailouts. It's a powerful tool. They greatly enhance it. They got their tool, all right. It's a powerful tool, waving in the wind, that greatly enhances our ability to provide continuity and minimize loss and financial institution failures while imposing any losses on shareholders and unsecured creditors. New procedures. The agency over the past year has conducted a whirlwind of hiring. There's your new jobs. I wanted to get to this part. There's your new jobs. The agency over the past year, you got to tremble when you hear something like this, folks. The agency over the past year has conducted a whirlwind of hiring, rule writing, and intra-agency negotiation in its efforts to implement its new powers. It can't wait, boy. It can't wait. It can feel that power surging. It's already laid out the procedure it'll use to wind down a firm. Wind down a firm. You used to call that shuttering a factory, including the order in which creditors would be paid. This is straight bankruptcy stuff here, folks. All this nonsense. The most important missing pieces are the living wills, regulators have said, even though somebody's going to have to challenge these people on this one. How do we go about doing that? The living will. A corporation with a living will. Is that too much or what? A draft proposal released in April outlined what the resolution plans must contain, including details of the ownership structure, assets, liabilities, contractual obligations, and non-bank subsidiaries. Boy, I'd like to see the living will for the Federal Reserve banking system, wouldn't you? Firms would be required to file plans 6 months after the joint rule is finalized. Talking about transparency. And to update and resubmit them each year, regulators could force firms who filed inadequate plans to divest lines of business. God, they're getting tough. Oh, they're getting tough now. Testing scenarios. In the meantime, the agency is focused on building its new Office of Complex Financial Institutions. Oh, my God. Another agency comes into life in our lifetime.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So this Financial Stability Board, which has been conducting war game failure scenarios for more than 2 years, released its 74-page document in July, outlining recommendations and timelines for international agreements on systemic institutions. The Michael Criminger, the FDIC's general counsel, serves on the FSB's Resolution Steering Committee. A final FSB report will be presented in November at the G20 meeting in Cannes, France. The FDIC, in public statements and in private meetings, has been working to convince investors and analysts that its new resolution power will prevent a repeat of the 2008 bailouts and mergers. And, of course, then they went on to have Wall Street meetings, spending a little bit more time on this meeting. This notice here, Bear and Jason Cave. That sounds like a pretty cool place to hang out. Deputy Director of the FDIC's Complex Institutions Division. That's all right. I'll give it to you. Met with 18 fixed income asset managers. This is where the graft and corruption comes in. To discuss the impact on credit markets of the agency's new power, according to a disclosure posted on the FDIC website. Participants included Peter Weinberg, founder of the Perello Weinberg Partners LP, Seth Bernstein, the head of global fixed income for JP Morgan Investment Bank, Ken Leach,
The head of the global investment strategy for Western Asset Management Company and Legg Mason, Inc., bond unit in Kenwa, Sopka, managing director and the global head of corporate credit at Goldman Sachs, private wealth management division. Who runs this country, folks? All of our congressmen have gone off to Israel to get their marching instructions, to stand at the Wailing Wall wearing their little yarmulkes and sticking messages in the cracks. Maybe God will hear their plea. I don't know. Standard No So Very Poor's New York-based unit of McGraw-Hill Company. See, we keep coming back to that, letting you know who it is. Said it believes significant government support still exists for the largest banks. The new powers will not by themselves prevent future government support for a handful of institutions. That's sustainable development, shoring up, propping up something that would otherwise fall on its own account. The company said the standoff may persist for a while, said Donald Lamson, the counsel at New York-based Sherman and Sterling LLP, former assistant director at the Office of the we got to find that Velcro fly. If we could just find the Velcro fly and zip that loose, perhaps we could tow New York City, the whole thing, island and everything, haul it all out somewhere in the Atlantic and pull the plug. That would be a good start. Import prices in U.S. rose by 0.3%, led by gains in costs of fuel and clothing. Things that you need are going to go up in price. Things you don't need are going to go into the toilet. Bob Wills writing this one for Bloomberg. Prices of goods imported into the U.S. rose in July, so much of those falling prices at Wally World, led by gains in costs of fuel, industrial supplies. We used to be an exporter of industrial supplies, but not any longer. Now we have to get our Ajax and Mr. Clean from China. And clothing, of course, that comes from Bangladesh. I wish they'd learn how to sew on buttons. I'm so tired of having to sew on all of the buttons over and over again. Anyway, the 0.3% gain in the import price index followed a revised 0.6% drop in June. Slowing growth in emerging economies such as China and Brazil. There's your BRIC nations for you. Slowing growth in emerging economies? Well, yeah. They depend on the American consumer, and if the American consumer is flat broke, they have to look to the people in their own countries to buy all this crap. Coupled with weakening demand in the U.S. amid political gridlock and stock declines means import prices are likely to taper off this month. They're going to go down. Huh? Federal Reserve policymakers last week said they expected inflation to settle lower as commodity price gains dissipate further. Well, interesting. While we're still importing a good amount of price pressures from the faster-growing emerging economies, the trend has tempered in recent months. Well, that's enough of that. Gives you an idea where it's going. Chinese speculators fuel their property market with fake divorces to skirt curbs. Not curb skirts or skirt curbs, but fake divorces. Wow. Oh, God. Anyway, Bloomberg News writing this one. Frank He said he faked a divorce, speaking of himself, of course, a divorce from his wife of 10 years to skirt China's ban on third mortgages and obtain a bank loan for a third property, a 12 million yuan or 1.9 million U.S. suburban village. That's a villa, suburban villa. Frankie and Johnny were lovers till they saw a suburban villa they wanted, and then they got a divorce. My wife and I love each other, but as long as we can get the mortgage from the bank for the deal, we'll take it, said he, a 40-year-old manager at a chemical company. The forged document, which cost the Shanghai couple 20,000 yuan, I wonder if they went to the same company that Barry goes to get his forged documents, help them get a loan amounting to 60% of the purchase price. Oh, talk about equity going to the Pope, getting an indulgence. Chinese homebuyers and developers are finding loopholes as they come under pressure from government policies to curb gains in residential prices, such as limits on the numbers of properties owned. Builders are refraining from cutting their prices, offering free parking lots and attics instead, hey, would you like to have that condo with an attic or without? We throw in an extra parking lot? Sure, I'll take a parking lot. As they face higher borrowing costs after Standard & Poor's downgraded their outlook in June, their actions may hamper the government's efforts to prevent a bubble in the housing market. Their actions may hamper the government's efforts to prevent a bubble in the housing market. Sales surged 25% in the first 7 months from a year earlier, and prices climbed in 67 of the 70 cities monitored by the government in the first half. Well, that's pretty interesting. These are actually price cuts in disguise, they say. All right, price cuts in disguise. We're talking about China here. Developers are reluctant to offer discounts and are playing games with the government. It's communist Chinese, sorry. It's the Communist Party, right? Some sellers are throwing in gardens and basements. Let's see, we got an attic, got a parking lot. Now we got a garden, and let's add a basement. According to Century 21 China Real Estate, did you know that Century 21 operates in China? Century 21 China Real Estate reported in June in Shanghai, properties with the additional offerings draw 30% more customers to display homes than those without it. I wonder if they'll be able to throw in a 57 Chevrolet in the driveway, or maybe a 2011 Corvette. I don't know. Cash flow crunches? Chinese developers are facing a strain on liquidity. Almost 70% said their cash flow conditions worsened in August from July, independent investment advisory firm said. Cash flow in the first quarter dropped 38.9 billion yuan, the most in at least 5 years based on the Bloomberg calculations from financial statements. Developers may have to cut prices to stave off a capital shortage. Reducing prices? China oversees land and investment company. They're the ones that are developing that foreign trade zone in Idaho or someplace near you, perhaps. A Hong Kong-listed developer controlled by the nation's construction ministry. Controlled by the nation's construction ministry. Can we underline that one? Controlled by the nation's construction ministry. Free market? Free trade? Don't think so. It's communism. Said it reduced prices in four projects around the country this year by 10 to 15%. The developer is not throwing in incentives and has no plans to do so, said Yang Haisong, the company's Hong Kong-based head of investor relations. Quote, tightening policies have already had an impact on the physical market, except for the top-tier cities, said Yang in an interview. We're taking flexible launches, not flexible lunches, and accelerating leftover projects, you know, like creative design out of rice and things like that. Flexible lunches and accelerating leftover projects? Well, anyway, that's what they're saying. Passion for property? Some couples who aren't willing to pay for the forged documents to fake a divorce go to the extreme of getting an official one. This is important. This lets you know something about the Chinese, all right? Said Qian Xiusheng, an agent for Century 21 in Shanghai. Some agents also help with forged marriage licenses and documents to prove local residency and allow potential buyers to purchase more properties. Can you imagine what goes on in the back seat of these real estate cars? What kind of equipment do they have to carry around in the trunk, man? Unbelievable. Cameras, laminators, software. China's home ownership mania stems in part from the fact that a private residential property market has only existed for 13 years. 13 years. They've only been able to own their own homes for 13 years. Well, we'll be back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So unless you might get the impression that the Chinese coolies are coming in and changing off their pajamas for suits and ties, guess again. Along the eastern coastal Xinjiang province, some home buyers are purchasing properties through the companies they own. All right, these people aren't poor now. Because the restrictions only apply to families, not to businesses, according to the Centerline Property Agency Limited, China's biggest property brokerage with 38,000 employees. Of course, if you've got billions of people in your population group, you might need that many employees to market the properties. Quote, this group of buyers are cash rich. Cash rich. Close quote, said Liu Yuan, a Shanghai-based researcher at Centerline. The only thing that they worry about is buying eligibility. All right? It ain't a problem with money, folks. It's rules and regulations. Property companies are still reporting gains in residential sales this year. Housing transactions from January to July climbed 25% to 2.4 trillion yuan from a year earlier. I'm telling you, they're piling into that Warden June Cleaver lifestyle. Here's the bottom line, though. Quote, you need to understand that this is China, close quote, said Knight Franks Hu. Well, quote, whenever the government has a policy, people will find a counter strategy, close quote. So, in China, the government says jump, and everybody lies down. All right? That's Chinese. So we got to be concerned about that and be aware of that, as more and more Chinese pile into our cities in these foreign trade zones. Whenever the government says one thing, the Chinese look for the loophole. Cordell Eddings and Hyung-Yung Kim writing this one for Bloomberg New News. China increased treasury holdings for the third month in June as demand waned. That's right. Nobody else wanted our toxic slime currency debt, but China did. China boosted its holdings of U.S. government debt for a third straight month to $1.17 trillion in June, while other foreign investors were sellers of treasuries for the first time since 2009. You know, best, most favored trading status? Well, it's because they're buying our debt. Investors in the Asian nation raised their note and bond holdings by $1.655 billion to a record of $1.16 trillion and added $1.57 billion of bills to $4.55 billion. According to the Treasury Department, data released yesterday, total holdings rose 0.5% in a month, and the bill purchases were the first since January. So they turned around their stall tactic, and they came back in as buyers, and we saw the Treasury market surge. A surge in the nation's trade surplus to $31.5 billion last month, the highest level in more than 2 years, is helping sustain, see, it's propping up, shoring up. That's what sustainable development is. It's not, it has nothing to do with environment unless it's the economic environment. It is helping sustain expansion in an economy that's averaged 10% growth for the last 5 years. Given a little bit more here. Given size and liquidity of the U.S. Treasury market versus alternatives, they have to keep buying. They have to keep buying. For all the angst over the U.S. budget position, treasuries have actually been a better investment than most this year. The hedge funds who sold in June will have missed out, they say. Well, flight to quality. That gives hypocrisy a bad name. U.S. Treasuries returned to 6.53% this year. All right, U.S. Treasuries returned 6.53% this year. Of course, gold this morning at $1,778.30 an ounce, up $12.10 overnight. Is booting back 45.20% return on your investment? Where would you rather be? Precious metals? At 45% return on your investment, or U.S. Treasuries, 6.53%, 2-year, 0.19, 10-year, 2.28, 30-year, 3.74, you figure it out. Some people want to invest in currencies, too. Diversify your portfolio, get plenty of 1s, 5s, 10s, and 20s. If you really want a thrill, you might want to get some of those collectible items like $50 notes and $100 notes. That's a real nice currency portfolio. You could probably put some Italian dressing on it and eat it for breakfast. Vice President Joe Biden will visit China from August the 17th to the 22nd. Of course, all of the Congress people will be in Israel at that time, visiting with Benjamin Netanyahu, sitting up on the turrets, manning the turrets along the wall in apartheid Israel, looking down on the plight of the Palestinians, probably. Debt bonds, bombs, global demand for U.S. stocks, bonds, and other financial assets weakened in June from a month earlier as the White House and Congress wrangled over raising the debt limit. Well, that's that article. Here's one more on treasuries. Treasuries advance before a report forecast to show U.S. housing starts fell. We covered that already. Emma Carlton and Wes Goodman, collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg New News. Treasuries rose before a government report, economists said, will show U.S. housing starts fell in July, signaling residential real estate is failing to contribute to economic growth. That's right. It's like a boat anchor at this time. Yields will go lower if the data continues to be bad. Well, the data continued to be bad. We expect Treasury yields to stay low for a while, like flat. The market needs to be sure that we're not sliding into a recession before there can be any significant move up. That was said by Michael Markovic. Michael, got to get another job. Try hairdressing, you know. Maybe you should polish shoes on Wall Street. The benchmark 10-year note yield fell 3 basis points, blah, blah, blah. The Federal Reserve took the unprecedented step on August the 9th of saying it will keep its target rate for overnight lending. That's your LIBOR. Banks at almost zero, and it's been there for a long time, between 0 and 0.25%. The 10-year yield slid to a record of 2.0346% that day, while yields on 2-year notes dropped to 0.1568%, the least ever, the least ever, the lowest ever. Housing starts? U.S. housing starts dropped 4.6% to 600,000 annual rate. According to the median estimate, we have to get used to the idea that rates are going to stay at historic lows. Well, that's that. Let's touch base with the Italians. It's
speaking of Italian dressing, how are they faring? Italian utilities fall after Berlusconi increases the tax rates. That's right. Free energy. Free energy. Yeah, that's it. Kerry Lundgren writing this one for Bloomberg. Enel, Italy's largest power producer, retreated 14 cents or 3.8% local time, talking about their stocks. Power grid operator Terna dropped by a record, and natural gas distributor Snam fell the most in 5 years. Utilities were the biggest decliners in Milan today. That's not good. When utilities go down, that's not good. Why is that? Because they're monopolies. What's the problem with that? That's when the government steps in. A law approved at the weekend raised a tax on power generators to 10.5% from 6.5%. Now, you see, you can't go to your boss and say, hey, boss, I need a raise this year. You're going to have to boost me up another 4.5% to accommodate for the increase in my utility costs. No. No. Agenda 21 wants to see this kind of stuff, all right? All of your outtakes are going to be taxed, and taxed heavily. Tax on utilities, tax on your gasoline. It's all coming, and it's coming to a town near you. Anyway, the law approved at the weekend raised the tax on power generators from, we should say, 6.5% to 10.5% and extended the levy to distribution and transmission companies. The changes will net Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's government $2.6 billion. The government rakes it right off the top, right out of your pocket. Another one of these taxes. All right? You're going to be able to have less money in your food basket. You're going to have less money in your housing basket. Why? Because the government's raking it off the top. The financial crisis helps the government in finding the rationale to increase the tax burden, especially in sectors considered to be cash cows, as the energy one. That's why they have the smart meters out there, because your electricity bill is a cash cow, and they'll find every which way possible to tax every bit that you take off the grid. Monica said in a note, Snam and Terna will bear the brunt of the new levies. Monica said Enel will suffer less because of its business outside Italy. You know that's foolishness. That's foolish talk. That's crazy talk. All right, Snam and Terna aren't going to bear the brunt of the new levies. The taxpayers will. Corporations don't eat the losses. They pass them on. The tax may reduce earnings per share for Italian integrated utilities by as much as 7%. Struggling to balance the budget and trying to convince investors that Italy can tame the region's second biggest debt, Berlusconi's cabinet approved 45.5 billion euros in deficit cuts. Well, that's the way it goes. We'll be right back for hour number two. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, type, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Tuesday, August the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, first hour, a bunch of news. We've got a little bit more news to go, and then we're going to go into some more lofty subjects. But Atlanta grows lettuce in frame containers as urban farms bloom. Now I'd be more excited about this article if I didn't know the agenda behind it, the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, the Totnes Group. This is British Fabian Socialism. This is the new feudalism, the three-field program, where everybody's going to have their liberty gardens, and we're all going to reduce our standard of living down to the level of Bolivian peasants. Nevertheless, it sounds good for an article. Designer lettuce will soon bud under the flight path of the world's biggest airport in Atlanta. An orchard is taking the place of a parking lot in Davenport, Iowa. And homeowners near downtown Denver are turning lawns over to farmers like Sudari Kraft, who plant, weed, water, and harvest crops from their yards in return for a share of the bounty. Boy, this one really speaks to my heart. Quote, "People are sick and tired of mowing and fertilizing," close quote. Now, I'd agree with that, said Kraft, the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Urban Homesteading, in an interview at her Denver home. "We have a stack of applications enough to double what we do now," she said. From New York to Seattle cities, which the U.S. Conference of Mayors says account for 90% of the nation's gross domestic product, are attempting to create jobs, foster economic development, feed impoverished neighborhoods, and fill long vacant lots by returning to their agrarian roots. So we're back into the 60s and 70s again, folks. These are the pea patches and things that they've been doing in Seattle for all these years. But anyway, it's starting to gain a little traction, but I've got a problem here. We seem to have this international property maintenance code that's out there that's causing going to be a real, you know, fly in the ointment. I'm pretty sick and tired of mowing and fertilizing, too, but if I return my front yard in this little subdivision into a garden plot, might have a little trouble there with the city hall. Maybe that would be the same case where you are. What would you have to do? Go in and apply for a variance? You ever tried to water a garden with city water at the prices that they're asking for? Better hope your rain barrels work. Oh, I forgot. You can't use your rainwater anymore. And besides, you never do get enough rainwater from rain barrels to manage a garden. But anyway, Kraft, 34, and a team of apprentices nurture tomato forests, white eggplants, rainbow chard, and other genetically pure vegetables for 11 homeowners who live minutes from downtown. Well, we're not talking about enough numbers to really do anything here, but it is an interesting story. The demand for locally grown produce hit a high point this year, fed by urbanites looking to save money, as well as documentaries such as Food Inc. and books including Michael Pollan's The Omnivore's Dilemma. That's right, they're trying to get you away from meat, all right, and onto vegetables, vegetarian diet, so that you'll be docile like a Buddhist monk. Alaska to Texas, more farmers are marketing their products directly to consumers than ever, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said. And they're concerned about that. They want to stop that. Remember, you heard about Rawson Foods. You heard about the women that run the little rabbit tree. Going to come up with $1 million fine. Met her recently. A 2011 National Farmers Market Directory. All right. The guide lists 7,175 markets, up 53%,
from 4,685. Be very careful about listing your farmer's market in any of these directories. If you have raw milk, I wouldn't put it in a notepad someplace, especially allow it to get up on the web. You might visit, you know, expect to visit pretty soon to check to see whether you have all of your stainless steel polished and in order. States experiencing the most rapid growth aren't in the West or the Northeast, where the local food movement germinated. We'll find out more about that right after this.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back again to this article out of Bloomberg. You know, you can imagine I was in New York City on July the 4th, 1976, for the bicentennial. To watch the tall ships come into the harbor and all of that rotten, it was a really wonderful time. Enjoyed myself thoroughly. But anyway, I was asked by people there. I was, you know, kind of a hippy-dippy street musician at the time, carrying my guitar case and playing out on the street corner for money. Asked by some people where I was from. I had a little sign in my guitar case, you know, from Seattle, on the road, music on the road, Seattle. Anyway, they said, do they still have Indians out there? I said, what? yeah, they still do have Indians out in Washington State. Anyway, not any Sioux or Apache, though. These people. Anyway, Alaska to Texas, more farmers are marketing. Be really careful, folks, with all of this, all right? You got to know that the change agents are on the move. They're coming all across America. They're trying to come in with this well-fed neighbor alliance. You know, what they want to do is have you locate and identify everybody that's growing around you. You know, they want it on a list. You know, they want to have locate all of the hand implements, horse-drawn implements that are out there. You know, your old balers and things like that, and twiners and mowers and mowing machines, anything that can be horse-drawn. They're making lists, all right? Be really careful about getting your name on the list. If you have range-fed, grass-fed chickens or beefs, keep it to yourself. Be very careful, all right? These people are not your friends, all right? They're not your friends. They're making lists, and they're checking it twice. And when it comes time to pull the plug, just like they did in the Ukraine, and starve us out, they'll have all of these home producers on the list. Everybody that makes cheese, everybody that makes candles, everybody that cuts wood, everybody that gardens, truck gardens, and otherwise. So be real careful, okay? Time for discernment here. More farmers are marketing their products directly to consumers than ever. States experiencing the most rapid growth are to the west of the Northeast, where the local food movement germinated. Local food movement. It's a movement. Be careful. Targeted. All right? You get caught with a three-tine garden fork, it could be considered a weapon of mass destruction. The USDA found the agency reported a 46% increase in markets in Alaska, a 38% jump in Texas, Colorado, New Mexico. All right, they're keeping statistics. There's a major trend that has serious legs, said Matt Liotta, chief executive of Podponics, Inc., which will start growing watercress, arugula, and other lettuce varieties hydroponically in recycled shipping containers on 8 acres outside of Hartsfield, Jackson, Atlanta International Airport in the next 2 months. Organic sales are up, fresh produce or sales are up, and per capita consumption of lettuce is up. Well, you can nibble on the rabbit food forever, but you're going to need some protein thrown in there along the way. Not enough lettuce. Podponics signed an 11-year lease in the Southside Industrial Park with a unit of the Atlanta Development Authority. Uh-oh. The lease is below market rate because the city's interest in the jobs that Podponics will create. The company said it expects to hire as many as 30 workers. All right, that's tax. Now you're going to have a license. You're going to have a business license. You're going to have to be bonded. You're going to have to be insured. You're going to have to go through the process of collecting the revenue for the IRS. Careful with this stuff, folks. Even though Americans are eating more lettuce, it's not enough. Only 1 in 4 residents meets federal nutrition guidelines. If you want to die quickly, follow their guidelines for 3 or more vegetable servings a day. 3 or more vegetable servings a day. You ever tried dandelion weeds? They're out right out in your backyard. Delicious, you know. Lamb's quarter. Other things. Grows all over here. To combat escalating obesity rates, nutritionists... obesity? Well, now you're going to have to go into business with the usurper's wife, you know. She seems to be concerned about obesity. Only the last time I saw her, she was quite broad in the rear end department. I guess she had a lot of backfield in action. Nutritionists are urging diners to fill up half their plate with produce. The half a plate dietary guideline does cause us to look at our current production acreage and try to figure it out. The half plate club. Are you a half plate clubber? You fill up half your plate with vegetable products? Tell you what, when I'm out the smorgasbord, baby, I'm going for the meats and the desserts. Always eat your dessert first. That's my plan. Nevada joined states balking at bank releases and foreclosure practice deals. Still a lot more pressure coming on the big banks. David McLaughlin writing this one for Bloomberg. Nevada's attorney general joined 3 other states in questioning whether a possible settlement of 50-state probe of foreclosure practices should protect banks from continuing mortgage investigation. We don't want to protect the banks from continuing mortgage investigation. We need to air all the dirty laundry. It's time to buy hemp rope from the Canadians. Do a little bit of festooning. Nevada Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto, I wonder how long she's been across the border, whose office has sued Bank of America Corporation and is conducting civil and criminal foreclosure probes, said she will be very cautious about agreeing to a settlement that hinders them. I hope so. Quote, if it's impacting my ongoing litigation and any other future litigations or current investigations, I'm going to be cautious about whether to sign on or not, Masto said. Well, there you go. Nevada's attorney general. She's got her antennas of discernment run all the way up. State and federal officials are negotiating a settlement with the 5 largest mortgage servicers,
Yeah, they service your mortgage, all right. Kind of stuff you do under the red lamp. Don Fram, or Fromm, a spokesman for the Bank of America, said, I don't imagine he's an Irish Catholic, Don Fromm, a spokesman for Bank of America, said the bank shares Mosto's goal of helping homeowners. Sure they do. They really ought to say the bank shares the goal of helping themselves to homes owned by Americans. Bank of America has been a cooperative partner with the Attorney General, has worked with state leaders to evolve programs and resources to broaden assistance to distressed customers. Of course, they haven't confessed. If they did, they'd all be doing serious time. UN envoy seeks a ceasefire to break the impasse in Libya with Tunisia meetings. Well, this one doesn't really deserve reporting. At a secret location in Tunisia, notice they're not going to say anything here, a United Nations special envoy, unnamed, will attempt to secure what 5 months of NATO airstrikes have sought to achieve, a ceasefire in Libya. They're still trying, all right? Gaddafi's standing strong. He's not going down easy. Abdel Ella al-Khatib arrived in Tunisia today to meet with prime ministers and foreign ministers. The former Grenadian foreign minister's visit coincides with the presence in Tunisia of representatives of both the Libya rebels and the regime leader Muammar Gaddafi. Well, that's on there. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who picked Khatib in March to lead political talks with both parties, said last week he was troubled by the lack of progress in the negotiations. Russia cited the Libya effect for its block of a potential UN resolution condemning a deadly clampdown in Syria. Things are coming to a close, and Gaddafi may be getting serious. I saw another note off of a different website this morning that I guess the Gaddafi has fired his first Scud missile. Dud missiles. Well, short range. Looks good. Civilian casualties. Even as the rebel fighters claim advances on the battlefield, Ban Ki-moon has expressed dismay at reports of the unacceptably large number of civilian casualties. Well, Bubba, do something about it. You're in the catbird seat. Get it on.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise...
Oh, we could go on and on endlessly with the news, but let's not. Let's go into this instead. This is a very interesting person that came to my attention yesterday while reading about the Medicis, and this is out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, a delightful encyclopedia. It really gives you some information you can't get anyplace else. Published a long time ago. It was written basically by people that were considered to be der Führer's professors. This is for the Hochschule für Politik, published by the... Macmillan Company, long, long ago, 1937. Valla Lorenzo. Anybody heard of Valla or Lorenzo Valla? Lorenzo Valla. Southern names, too. Laurentia. 1406 to 1457. Anybody ever heard of him? Lorenzo Valla. Italian humanist. Italian humanist. Valla was professor of rhetoric at Pavia and Rome and secretary to King Alfonso V of Aragon and of Naples, all right? He was a professor of rhetoric. Rhetoric, okay? And we've talked about the trivium before, 1406 to 1457, of course, with the Medici. We found that they were all over this idea of the arts, capital A, arts, and learning, capital L, learning, and they brought it back into life. They breathed life into the medieval period and brought us into the Reformation, the Medicis. Studying the Medicis lately. Valla, again, was a professor of rhetoric at Pavia in Rome and secretary of King Alfonso, one of the initiators of modern philological and historical criticism. Criticism, modern philological and historical criticism. He exposed in his De falsa credite et eminita constanti donation declamatio, easy for him to say in Latin, the medieval, written in 1440, the medieval forgery of the Donation of Constantine. Ever heard of that one before? Put that one into your browsers. Donation of Constantine, upon which the popes had founded their temporal claims. Yeah, Vicar of Christ on Earth. Guess again. This work also served as one of the bases for the Lutheran polemic against the Church of Rome. Valla applied his standards of criticism to the Vulgate and the Apostles' Creed. His other writings, like the Elegantia Latina Linguae and Dialectica Disputations Contra Aristotelico, that would be Aristotelic Lycos, Dialectical Disputations Against Aristotle, employed the criteria of humanistic philology in the reform of Latin style, logic, and rhetoric. There's your trivium, Latin style. That would be your grammar, logic, and rhetoric. That's textbook, trivium right there. His De Volupate Act De Vero Bono, which represents the first modern attempt to determine hedonistic and utilitarian principles of human action, is of particular philosophical and sociological importance. This work upholds the doctrine of the Epicureanism against the ethics of the Stoics. Valla did not propose to issue a generic phrase of pleasure, but rather to formulate a rational reply to the question whether the good consists in the pleasure of the Epicureans or in the virtue of the Stoics. So now we're back into the greatest good of the greatest number, philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham,
and the pursuit of happiness, which again goes back to Sir Francis Hutcheson and is enshrined forever in our Declaration of Independence, penned by that 33-year-old young man, Thomas Jefferson. All right? Pursuit of happiness. Always like to find the pursuit of happiness wherever and whenever I can. He strove to show that pleasure, as opposed to honorable conduct, is in conformity with nature, and to find a hedonistic motive for all acts apparently prompted by altruistic and virtuous motives. Valla held that Cato and Scipio did not kill themselves because of a love of virtue, but because life under Caesar had become distasteful to them, and we wonder why people turn up hanging in their closets. In other noble acts, as well as virtuous pretense, dissimulates love of glory, which also belongs to the category of pleasures. Infamy, on the other hand, is shunned, not because it is inherently bad or indecent, but out of fear of the scorn of others. That's ostracism. Ostracize people. Shun them. Anybody sees Benjamin Shalom Bernanke on the street, shun them, turn your head the other way, pretend they're invisible. Same goes for Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon. Hedonism, however, is not blind impetuosity, but a doctrine that implies reason and discernment. How novel. Utilizing reason and discernment, by which the wise person prefers minor to major injury and greater to lesser good. Hedonistic valuation extends also from the particular individual to all of society. Utility, in fact, is the basis of governments, laws, and punishments, which Valla regards as a worthy means of social intimidation. Interesting stuff, huh? Where does this come from? Well, as I was reading along, and I found several of these quotations I could share with you out of the Medici. Again, this is a book called The Medici by G.F. Young out of the Modern Library Edition. 1910 is the publication date, if my memory serves me right. I'll just turn over and make sure of that. 1933, excuse me. But it goes on this wise. Writings of the long past, unearthed chiefly through the labors of the Medici and the cause of capital L learning, all right, this is all new, capital L learning, were beginning to be the common property of all men. And the result was like a revelation to the men of that age. They learnt when and how the claims of the papacy had originated, how often and how effectively they had in the early centuries been repudiated by the church, how those claims themselves had gradually become far more wide and sweeping in character than when at first tentatively put forward, and how in many instances they had only made their way owing to the political circumstances of Europe. And I went up on the internet and did a little browsing around this Donations of Constantine, found an early Britannica article, and the Catholic Church has had and has continues to do everything they can do to keep a lid on these forgeries. Are the popes frauds? Very likely. But men lent or learnt more even than this. As these researches of, we're talking 1400s here, folks. Hello. You know, before Cristobal's Colombo sailed the ocean blue. You know where America's Vespucci hails from? Florence. Florence, Italy. The center of arts and learning of the Medicis. All right. We get our name from him. I looked on the internet the other night. And sure enough, America's Vespucci's villa, you could rent it. You could rent it. You get a room there. You can go over there to Venice. You can go to Florence. It's called Firenze in Italy. You can rent it. You can go over there and stand on the ground that was walked upon by America's Vespucci before he stepped on our soil here. There loomed before men's eyes the most gigantic fraud which the world has ever seen. Right? Let's go back up. As these researches of scholars into the writings of the past proceeded, it began to be seen that an immense falsehood had been perpetrated. Right? Medici's gathered around themselves people, and they inspired them to get back into all of the documents, all of the antiquities. Medici's went all over, they sent agents all over the known world at the time. And they were buying up, at any expense, all of the old books that they could get their hands on. And then they would study them, and they had libraries. There's still a Laurentian library in Florence. You can look it up, browse it up, and you can see what the library that they built. Of course, it's been sacked a couple of times. But after each sacking of the Medici's villa and their libraries and their churches, other people would come, and they would come back and replenish that when they could. There loomed before men's eyes the most gigantic fraud which the world had ever seen. In the latter half of the 15th century, men gradually learnt, whereas these papal claims had for centuries been based upon three great historical documents, these were, all of them, from end to end, colossal forgeries, concocted in the Roman Curia during the darkness of the 8th and the 9th centuries. We'll cover that when we get back. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, let's go back into this a little bit further. Again, I'm reading from the chapter titled Lorenzo the Magnificent. Lorenzo the Magnificent out of the Medici by G.F. Young, Modern Library Edition, 1933, page 181. If you're interested, you can turn to that on the internet, perhaps. But anyway, continuing, the forged donation of Constantine, the forged donation of Pepin, and that which has obtained in history the name the forged decretals, all three now acknowledged by all of Europe, including the Church of Rome itself, to have been what the scholars of the Renaissance found them out to be, forgeries. None, in fact, possessed of any scholarship, could read them without at once seeing that they were so, their historical errors and inconsistencies being so gross.
but they had sufficed for the purpose during an illiterate age. Illiterate age. Raise your children up in the way they ought to go, with a little bit of grammar, a little bit of logic and rhetoric. This huge fraud, the illiterate age. Doesn't that just make you sick, folks? The deliberate dumbing down of America. This huge fraud had misled the whole of Western Europe. You could think about the Holocaust, folks, and so many others. You know, you never want to talk about Pol Pot, the massacre in Cambodia, etc. You want to talk about the real death tolls. You want to talk about this foolishness that the Jews advance on a regular basis. This huge fraud had misled the whole world, or the whole of Western Europe, from the 8th to the 15th century. 700 years of BS. The same kind of stuff we get out of U.S. history today is story. And the entire papal edifice was erected thereon. All right? How do we come into this Reformation? Martin Luther? Yeah, well, you better figure out who Philip Melanchthon was. Johann Reuchlin. Figure out that Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci hung around with the Medicis and all of the great artists and all of the great poets of the time. They all were right there in Florence, Italy. And it was from there that the Reformation and all of the seeds that would later sprout fruit, October the 13th, 1517, right? Martin Luther. Martin Lucifer King. And then, says a modern historian, came a scholar of the Renaissance. The Renaissance, the Reformation, the Enlightenment, all this coming on. Laurentius Valla. You understand why the Council for National Policy wants to put a lid back over this? Why they want to have us be illiterate, deliberately dumb down the Council on Foreign Relations and the rest of these councils? And then, says a modern historian, came a scholar of the Renaissance, Laurentius Valla, also known as Lorenzo Valla, if you want to look him up, V-A-L-L-A, Laurentius, and uttered a few words of caustic comment and pricked the bubble, which had befooled the world for seven centuries, and the gin shrank back into its bottle and was hurled into the depths of the sea. Unfortunately, time passes. And the Jesuit order was created, the anti-disestablishmentarianism of them. And they put it all back in the box again, and they don't want to tell you about it. It was as though, nay, far more than as though, Magna Carta were found to be a forgery. The pricking of this great bubble joined to all the other knowledge which the, quote, capital N, new, capital L, learning, new learning, supplied, the new learning. They were learning things afresh. It was as if they'd invented the internet. Was bound when time had elapsed for the information to spread over the countries of Northern Europe to bring about the Reformation. For as soon as it became known to the most educated men that the entire papal claim was based upon a colossal fraud, the revolt of the other national churches from the usurped supremacy of the Church of Rome was a certainty. But that time was not yet. As yet, we're only at the stage when these things were becoming known to a considerable number of men in Tuscany, and at an incident which was but a local and temporary forerunner of the great convulsion. And so we study, you know, as they say, search the scriptures, for these are they that testify of me. Search the scriptures and hold fast to that which is meet for instruction, for that which is true. So we search. Lead me into all truth and keep me from error. And as we go through and we pour through history very carefully, of course, we then confound ourselves upon that. As we look into the future, I'd like to say, a future of greater and greater freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control. Of course, we always find ourselves in the present. At the end of that analytical or analog, that diving board, with our feet just coming off the board, falling always into the future. Right? We become vocal, local. And that's what was happening here. A considerable number of men in Tuscany at an incident which was but a local and temporary forerunner of the Great Convulsion. If you go up against Ickley or Agenda 21 in your town, don't be surprised if it spreads to neighboring towns, and the next thing you know, you can get your county back. Don't be surprised at all. Just apply yourself. Apply the knowledge you learn here. It is an incident little known, but whose importance is shown by the strenuous efforts subsequently made by the Church of Rome to destroy all trace of it. On the receipt of the Pope's bull of excommunication, the whole of the Tuscan bishops assembled in council in the Cathedral of Florence. The Pope tried to excommunicate all of the bishops of Tuscany, all of them, all right, because of what they discovered and what they were. They found the printing press. They were using it to their advantage. It was like the internet. It was going viral. They printed it broadsheets and sent it everywhere to all the churches of Europe, sent out runners. The Medici's had plenty of do-re-mi. All right? But what did they do in return? The Pope's bull of excommunication, they got together, these bishops assembled in council in the Cathedral of Florence, justified the action of the state. In other words, they laid out all of their rules, you know, all of their findings. They brought forth the evidence. They got the black and the white in their eyes, is how Anthony likes to say. And I agree with him. Show me the facts, show me the law, show me your evidence. They did, they wrote it all out. And then, not only appealed to a general council against the interdict, but excommunicated the Pope. Nor was there anything irregular in this action of the Church of Tuscany. It was an action which went back to the times when, had any bishop acted as Sixtus IV had done, the churches of other parts of Christendom would have refused to hold communion with him or with his church until it had purged itself of such a bishop. My, those things that we can only dream of happening so long ago. Time to wake it up one more time. Let's go on into some more material here. All my books shuffling around. Back to Claude Henri Duvrouvroy St. Simon, The New Theory of Society, Epics, Organic and Critical. Continuing our study of positivism, the three states of mankind, the three successive organic periods, were thus irrefutable testimony to the steady perfectibility of the species, according to St. Simon. The perfectibility of man, perfectibilis, the little g God-man. In the very process of titanic conflict of systems, there was an underlying tendency in universal history, you could say Catholic history, which made the alternating epochs of the organic and the critical spiral ever upwards towards perfection expressed in humanitarian values, dropping down a bit. The organized epoch and its creative geniuses have a marked superiority over the men of the critical epoch. Right? These epochs, epochs. He even called these critical epochs decadent, and the term which became current in the later 19th century, rhythm, theories of history, decadence, and epochs. Where do you think it came from, Henry St. Simon? He had a clear predilection for the organized society. As for the synthetic method in science, we've talked about synthesis and analysis before. And there was a great pride and self-satisfaction in the thought that he was one of the initiators of a new organic age. Perhaps that's you this morning, out there listening today. Perhaps you are one of the initiators of a new organic age, a new age in human development. St. Simon's Ages of Synthesis of the organic or the organized systems were the great periods in mankind's history. An age of synthesis had one ideal developed by its intellectual elite. It was a time when men were not tormented by doubt, fear, and worry. Doubt not, fear not, worry not. All of them, all of those emotional blockades, emotional attacks, block your creative thinking, so doubt not, fear not, and worry not. Just press on. The medieval society had been the last good society, he says. St. Simon's admiration for the Middle Ages, however, was not nostalgic, like that of the traditionalists, for it was neither possible nor desirable for mankind to return to feudalism and a theocratic society. So he esteemed the idea of feudalism and theocracies. We want to be careful of that. But let's proceed. After all, he is the positivist's positivist.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So once again, before we get all carried away and rush off and all become positivists, just realize there's a downside to this as well. But with as much power and change as was the discovery of these donations of Constantine the Decretals, so also was this time period for St. Simon. You know, these are new periods of time, people. This is new thinking. All right? St. Simon was very important. In history, so is August Comte. We haven't even gotten to him yet, and we're 20-some parts into this series. So we're going to get to Henry St. Simon. Put your hair straight up. Anyway, excuse me, August Comte. Continuing, it was neither possible nor desirable for man to return to feudalism. We're not going back and revisiting history. Can't do that. Can't retrace the timeline. We can learn from the errors and the wisdom of the past, and then we can visualize, if you will, plan for and project a better future than the one that's being laid out for us now by the Council on Foreign Relations and the rest of them. Why do you think they're out there right now all over the mission field, the evangelicals all over Africa and India and Tibet and places like that? They've got to get to the mind of the illiterate so they can spawn more of this stuff, this specious stuff of religiosity. The period of criticism, the destruction of analysis, was a necessary transitional evil between one good society and another. He was constantly, St. Simon, constantly exhorting his fellow men to move forward more rapidly to another organic epoch, the age of industrialism, some could say past, and scientificism. You guys are really into isms, all right? The age of industrialism and scientificism, that's your techno-totalitarian or techno-totalitarian time period we find ourselves in, the technocracy we talk about. St. Simon is at the top of the list. The period of criticism or destruction or analysis was a necessary transitional evil. Between one good society and another, there's a time of criticism. We're in it today. Criticizing that which has been handed to us by our forefathers and predecessors. And we're wondering which end of the stick they've handed us. And unfortunately, it smells pretty bad. I think we know which end of the stick it is. Its character was determined by history, and its dismal role in the process was preordained. But as in the case of the analytic method of science, St. Simon could not avoid depicting the critical periods with a certain negativism. That's right. It was best for mankind that the transitional period be abbreviated as much as possible. So just like the Fabian socialists, slowly they grind on the cunctator, the tortoise, slowly they grind on for 100 years. And then when they can finally see the goal in sight, when the finish line looms just ahead, the tortoise transitions to a rabbit or a hare and bounds across the finish line. That's the time period we're in now. Look at the mayhem coming out of Washington, the District of Creeps, criminals, and whores. They're accelerating the process. They've got their hand on the crank. We can't even follow the news. They're turning it out so fast. The media is just working double extra overtime. It was best for mankind that the transitional period be abbreviated. We don't find ourselves hanging ourselves and committing suicide. Ridiculous. For when old ideas are being dismantled and new ones had not yet emerged, there was an imbalance between the spiritual and the temporal forces in society. And we've got all these Alice Bailey fanatics out there. These draw cools, you know, these belly button examiners and the pineal gland clickers and all the rest of that. There is an imbalance between the spiritual and temporal forces. Things are not in alignment. Everybody's talking, well, this is a spiritual warfare. The end times are coming. Apocalypse is upon us. Get your store foods up. It's a disconnect between the spiritual and temporal forces in society. Spiritual chaos reigned as the dying and the newborn ideologies engaged in struggles for supremacy. Bitter class conflicts break out between the men committed to the old temporal order and those who espouse the new. And just yesterday, Warren Buffett comes out and says, tax me, tax me. Don't take away my corporations, baby. We got a living will. Well, you can go ahead and tax me a little bit more. It's okay. Transitional epics, go ahead and tax my jet, right? He owns railroads. For God's sakes, transitional epochs in history were ages of wars and revolutions. And boy, do we see it now. Spontaneous revolutions as they create their Mediterranean Union. When men were obsessed by a general sense of crisis. We talked about FEMA, all hazard mitigation planning system. Oh my, earthquakes in every area. Fukushima going up. Oh my God, the New Madrid fault is going to... Oh, God, here comes Elanana. Crisis. St. Simon remained a crisis philosopher, even when he preached gradualism. Fabian socialism. You think this guy didn't have an impact? John Stuart Mill was taken away by this. He was a disciple, sat at the feet of St. Simon Auguste Comte. Till they came up with their religion. That blew him away. He went back and wrote On Liberty immediately to England. Though major social developments spanned the centuries, they always reached a boiling point, a movement of critical change. These crises were inevitable. At least they had always occurred in the past. It's 1800s, okay? 1812, 1814. But they were not periods to which St. Simon looked forward with the unabashed delight of Marxism in the apocalypse of the revolutionary movement. The revolutionary moment. The crisis was nothing to be jubilant about. It was to be endured and passed through as quickly as possible under the guidance of wise social physiologists. You need to be wise social physiologists. Be wise physicians. We need to correctly analyze and diagnose the disease and diseases that so certainly beset the body politic. Not to be traced to or drifted away or caught away in all of the study of the symptoms, raising it up to its own level of a social science, symptomology. Not to get caught away in all the discussions of all the victims, raising that up to victimology. What we need to do is focus with laser beam accuracy on the diseases and cut them out of the body politic, like cancers. The historic patient, that's us, the patient, was assailed by these crises as a result of a long accumulation of contradictions, ailments of the body social. To hasten recovery, benign historic antibodies and the new classes had to be roused to perform their functions. It's like a cancer that's metastasized in the body politic. We need to excise it, get that laser in there and get it gone. Saint Simon had a clear understanding of his own transcendent role in this crisis. He was the social physician, indicating, quote, in a clear and precise manner what course one should follow to effect the social reorganization with calm, with certainty, and with promptness, despite the real obstacles, in a word, to contribute as much as philosophy has in its powers in determining the formation of the industrial and scientific system whose establishment can alone put an end to the present social agony. The cure of societies, not the cure of souls, was the philosopher's mission. Things that we need to be concentrating upon. Put in your garden if you must. But let's cure the disease. And all those symptoms and all those victims will just fall aside. Back to another book, briefly, just in the last moments. The Volitional or Teleological Character of Social Facts Out of Reason in Social Science, Social Teleology. This is PRD, you know, Teilhard de Chardin. Although it's not. Once again, this is Morris Cohen. Reason and Nature. An Essay on the Meaning of Scientific Method. Social teleology, the exclusively teleological character of social science, has been maintained not only from the psychological but also from the moral or jural point of view. Social phenomena are phenomena of conformity to regulation. Conformity to regulation. It's thou shalt not, and people conform. All human conduct, our goings and our comings, what we eat, what we wear, what we say, what we habitually do, is the subject of social control. The controllers. These actions are, therefore, judged not merely as illustrations of natural sequences in conformity with natural causes, but as conforming or failing to conform to social mores or norms. And we'll pick that up tomorrow. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcast.